At the 2013 National Farm Machinery Show, I'm visiting with Tim Thompson with FMC. And first of all, Tim, tell me what you do for the company.
I am the product manager for Anthem and Anthem ATZ, as well as Cadet Herbicides.
Now, here at this show, what kind of message do you have for farmers coming out here to Louisville?
Well, I tell you, with what farmers are facing today in resistance, they need resistance management tools. Anthem and Cadet offer new tools that they can utilize in their corn and soybean programs.
So we're kind of the end of the first day. How'd things go here on this first day?
I tell you, the turnout was phenomenal today. I think this is probably one of the strongest first days they've had at the farm show, not only for FMC, but for the full show.
Yeah, the sun's shining right now, and we had snow falling this morning.
Absolutely. It was kind of funky, I tell you. I was thinking Christmas times when I left the hotel this morning.
Well, it's turning out to be beautiful. We'll hope for a great next couple days. I also understand that we are entering to a new phase of the Stand Up Be Heard Anthem Singing Contest. Tell us a little bit about that this year.
And we are. This will be the second year for the Stand Up Be Heard Contest. FMC is focusing on the future of agriculture, focusing on our youth going into agriculture. The program actually offers kids in NAMA, in FFA, and 4-H the opportunity to participate in the contest by singing the national anthem, and we will have four winners, one $10,000 scholarship and three $5,000 scholarships.
Yeah, so once you make those finals, you kind of know you're in the money, right?
Absolutely. We had four young ladies last year, all Southern girls. They did a great job, and all four have money to go to college for the upcoming year.
So I think that they need to get their entry in June, and then we go through a process of public voting and then some judges in the performing or music industry. And boy, those final four that we come down to get to go to a recording studio in Nashville, I understand.
That's correct. I mean, we'll actually have students from all over the U.S. We have regions, and those regions will be represented by students. The judges will actually identify the top participants in their regions. And then they will go on to the Nashville, go to a professional recording studio, be videoed and audio recordings, and those will be available to be judged by the public again on the internet like we did again a year ago.
It's a great program, great cause what you're doing, especially helping out youth today at a time when we kind of need it here in this economy that we've got, and doing it in a creative way. I think from the last year's end results, you had some excellent participation.
We had 170 plus students that actually participated with videos a year ago. We had almost 200,000 votes that came in from people to vote for their favorites, and we got down to four young ladies, and then we also I had a winner from them that the internet allowed the voting to go for.
Well, great. I know we got things going on here at the National Farm Machinery Show. That's Tim Thompson, also one of the sponsors for our coverage here. Thank you very much. At the Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.